You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're looking ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40pm with Bobby Beavers, Sean Quinn and Andrew Mount in the studio. Another big afternoon of jumps racing. Fontwell, Hexham and Warwick playing host to National Hunt meetings. We have the usual Friday evening fair on the all-weather as well, on the domestic front at Newcastle and over in Ireland at Dundalk. My name is Mark Walton, joined in the studio by Mr. James Millman to look ahead to the action. How are you, James?
Very good, Mark. We've got a bit of rain around, so finally the jumpers are coming out to play.
Yes, jumps trainers were crying out for a bit of rain and seem to have got exactly what they wanted, which hopefully will mean that over the next few weeks we'll see better jumps horses coming back out. We're going to talk about one of those in a moment or two, but good news for the National Hunt game, if probably not for everybody else walking around the streets and such.
Yeah, definitely so. And newbie today, we've just seen some real nice horses in action, and hopefully it's the start of the season right now.
Well, just keep our attention on the flat season just for one more weekend, if you like. The final race, or the traditional race that brings an end to the season on the flat, is the November Handicap at Doncaster, 3:15 on Saturday afternoon. When I recorded a piece with Ross about this yesterday, it was 10-1 co-favourites of 5 with us here at William Hill, wide open. Obviously, we've had the official confirmations through now, official decks, and therefore it's now 13-2 the field. Royal Line at the top of the market at 13-2, 9-1 for Now Children, Birds of Prey is 10-1, also 10-1 to Be Wild, Buzzy's 11s along with My Lord and Master and Rashoon, so 14s for Eddiston Rock and Everything for You along with Wolf Country, and 16s or bigger for the others. As open as you would expect it to be, James, what would you side with?
Yeah, it's a very, very competitive finale, isn't it, to the season. It always is. And Royal Lion is interesting because he's not been seen for 199 days. He was very impressive at Epsom when we last saw him, beating Golden Wolf by 2¾ lengths. Handicapper has avenged, went up £10. Obviously, he's picked up an injury or something because we've lost him for the rest of the season. But he's back. He's been well backed. Suggests he's got an excellent chance here. Similar comments apply to be Wild, who's also been well backed. Now, he's been off for 539 days, so he's really had a bad injury. But when we last saw him, he was a very, very progressive individual. He ran in a group three behind Hawkbill when last seen, and he'd beaten 4 lengths. So that would suggest a mark of 1/5 is very lenient. Nicola Curry takes up to £3. He's very interesting, but I'm going to go for a Paul Nichols runner. We're still flat racing, but I think Paul's got a very interesting horse in Birds of Prey. He's caught the eye on a couple of occasions, Mark, especially in the ill weather. Surly Round races just haven't suited him. He's just been too keen for his rider, Megan Nichols. Most interesting enough, he's had a wind up since we last saw him on the flat when he was second to Mr. Belvedere. Again, he was too strong, just didn't settle. I just think in the field at 23, Megan's going to have a nice bit of pace just to get him a little bit more relaxed in the early stages, and perhaps a wind operation can help him finish the race off a little bit better. So Birds of Prey is my choice in a really strong competitive Doma handicap.
Obviously, Paul Nichols, well-versed in placing horses and targets for horses over the obstacles. Do you think, after the last run, when it finished second, he thought, give this a wind up, and it's a type that we could go to the November handicap doing the same kind of thing on the flat?
Yeah, most possibly, because his last run in Ireland was on heavy ground at Goran when he won very nicely, off a mark of 85 for Declan McDonough, and he's caught the eye every single time this season, has Birds of Prey and the Megan. And I just think a bigger field will make life much, much easier for her, just trying to get him settled in the early stages. Nice lightweight, 8-4 with Megan's £5 claim. Stall 22, I'd like a little bit lower just to make it easier for her to get some cover, but I think they're going to go hard enough in the big field. And like I say, he's caught my eye on many occasions. Perhaps that wind up will just find a little bit more improvement.
So that's coming up on Saturday. Let's turn our attention to Friday's action now. We're going to get two selections from James on Friday's racing. But before we get into that, I just want to mention the 2 o'clock at Warwick, because there we see the chase debut for Kalashnikov. He's going to be probably far too short for any of us to back, but obviously we saw him finish second in the Supreme Novices Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival last season, and everyone afterwards was saying he'll make a grand chaser, so really exciting to see him go over the ladder.
Most definitely, he's my favourite horse of last season in the National Hunt Sphere. Amy Murphy, small trainer, second season of a license. She's done an absolutely fantastic job of this horse. Won his bumper very impressively in March 17 at Wetherby. Returned with an impressive win at a Charlie Hall meeting, and he just kept on building from there. Wins at Doncaster, second in the Grade 1 Tolworth, a fantastic win at Newbury in the Betfair before the second in the Supreme, which I think the rain that fell at Cheltenham and the build-up to that race was really detrimental to his chances, because he kind of floats on a better surface. So I think he's a really exciting chaser to look forward to. He only faces three rivals at Warwick tomorrow. Huntsman's Son, who's 1-3-5 in that sphere. And listening to Vina Lad, who's rated 1-3-2 over hurdles. And Scorpion Sid, 1-3-5 over hurdles. So he's got around £21, £22 in hand on the hurdles form. And I think he's got the scope to make a better chaser. Fantastic to see how he gets on. I hope he gets a clear round and he comes back safe and sound. But I think he's a real credible Arkle contender. Certainly the best that perhaps the UK have. Obviously, the William Mullins, Gordon Elliott and Juggernaut over in Ireland have a strong hand, but it'd be fantastic for a small yard to have a decent chaser, and I really look forward to seeing him back on track.
He is the anti-post favourite for the Arkle already as well. 6-1 at the top of the market, 8-1 for Mellon, Larina 14-1, Mengley Khan 14, 16s for Clementake and Forgan and Get a Bird, along with Paloma Blue and Pink Shoe and Somerville Boy, and 20-1 on bigger prices for the other. It's always kind of a weird market, isn't it, the Arkle, because you get horses like Kalashnikov, who could be superstars, have the potential. You're 6-1 to win the race, but I've jumped offensive public yet.
So. Exactly, we are taking Amy Murphy's word for it. Yeah. He's scoring well, we've not seen him. But those other ones you list at head of market, they're either not natural chasers, perhaps, and we'll be sticking, I would think, the charming heart. I wrote Lorena. Yeah. William Mullins has already said that realistically that's where she probably will be going, but with William Mullins, you never know. Whereas we do know Kalashnikov, Arkle is the aim of a chasing campaign. Although, I'd say, if he doesn't jump that well, he'd be a very interesting champion hurdle prospect as well. So yeah, there's lots of options for him, but I'm really looking forward to seeing him over a fence tomorrow.
Let's talk about races that we can actually probably have a bet in here. The 125 at Warwick is the first race that you have an opinion for us. It's a novice's hurdle over 3.25 miles. Staying novice hurdlers you've picked out here.
Yeah, slow ones perhaps. But Dename Evades Me is an interesting runner because he ran at Cheltenham at the October meeting behind Dunons, finished second, beaten 14 lengths. And actually how he caught my eye was because his English debut was in a novice hurdle at Kempton when my dad had Champagne Champ, finished second to Chosen Path. Now, he was back and forth, beaten 13 lengths, but that was a decent first run in the UK. He stepped on that with a third at Kempton in April when I thought it was improved effort on his return. Now, Paul Nicholls has got one in the race in Werribee Farm, who's third in a maiden hurdle at Bangor. And I don't think that form is anywhere near as strong as what Dename Evades Me has achieved, but because of the Nichols tag as such, I think he'd probably be artificially short. So I'm going to go for Dename Evades Me. He's had plenty of experience. He won a Irish point-to-point back in June 17, and he's been very consistent since. I like the hurdle form, a good run at Cheltenham last time. He's the one for me. So Dename Evades Me and staying novice at 125 at Warwick.
I hope you remember the name of the horse at some point.
Exactly.
Dename Evades
Me. Shrewd.
Yes. Dename Evades Me is the selection for James in that 125 at Warwick. The 220 at Fontwell is where he's gone next. A mare's handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 3 furlongs. Field of 9 set to go to post for this one. And this is quite a competitive looking race as well, James. I expect we'll see 7-2, 4-2 on the field kind of idea in this race.
Yeah, but it's strength and depth to this contest, isn't it? A mare's hurdle where plenty of these could be considered 0-1, 2-5 contests, and it's very, very competitive. I like Chambra. He represents the Lucy Wadham stable. Now she's in cracking form at the moment. Maxime Tissier gets on board. He won an hour at Wetherby in heavy ground and novice hurdle back in February, and then returned with a second at Stratford 20 days ago. It was a decent effort. Handicappers put her up another £2, but I think she would have improved for the run. And the rain that's fallen around the area, hopefully it's a little bit softer than it was at Stratford at Fontwell tomorrow. And I think she's got a fantastic chance of building on that. Very, very progressive. She was a winner on the flat at Carlisle last season as well. She's the type that's just going to improve, I think, for Lucy Wadham, who's made a fantastic start to the season. Of the rivals, you've got She's Gina, who won at Warwick back in May, first run of 163 days. I think she might just need it. Stole Salary Beater at Stratford, was very fit. Was that one who's running all summer? And I just think that Lucy Wadham mare is going to improve plenty for that run. And on the revised terms, she's £3 better off for just a length and a half, which isn't a great deal in a jumps race. I think she can reverse the form, so I'm going to stick with Chambra in the competitive for this handicap at Fontwell.
Chambra for James in that 220 at Fontwell, then, to go along with his selection in the 125. The name escapes me. Thank you very much, James. Been a pleasure as always. Very best of luck and enjoy it on Friday.
Excellent stuff. Thank you, Mark.
There you go, the thoughts of James Millman on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 12:40 p.m. Bobby Beavers, Sean Quinn and Andrew Mount, the team in the studio, Fontwell, Hexham and Warwick throughout the afternoon, and it's Newcastle and Dundalk throughout the evening. Plenty to get stuck into. Do join the guys for that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.